Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Announcer Mike's Racing Podcast. And joining me tonight, well, I've got Colton joining me here tonight. Colton, how's it feel to be on the show tonight?
Fun. I've never been on. It's my first time being on this show with you guys.
Well, he wanted to join us, but before we start the show, I want to thank our sponsors, Star One Racing and Searcy Arkansas. Wants you to know they are now building cart lifts and stackers, so stop breaking those backs, lifting those carts, and contact Patrick Kubishik today at 501-236-1259 or stop by their trailer pit side when you're attending the track they're at. Blading Now, do you have a washed out driveway, or maybe you've been looking to widen that driveway, maybe even need that shop approach or garage approach worked on? Contact Blading Now at 870-613-2922 and ask Jake Pinkston about a free estimate. He serves independent Stone, Izzard, Sharp, Cleburne, and Jackson counties here in the great state of Arkansas. Well, Colton, we was over at Jonesboro Kart Complex this weekend. How'd you like the racing over there?
Fun.
Well, is that something you'd want to do, is race on that track?
Yes.
So, I'm assuming you're wanting to race, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, let's go over some results from the Jonesboro Kart Complex on Friday night. The rookie class during the feature event seen Rhett Hayes pick up the win. Sawyer Junkersfield finished second. Jet Slusser finished third. Jarrett Rowland finished fourth. Zane Strickland rounded out your top five. Your heat race winners was Rhett Hayes and Sawyer Junkersfield. In the Junior 1 cage, your top five, Jackson Knoll, Riley Joe Bush, Mason Varner, Braden Hinkle, and Knox Thompson rounded out your top five. Your heat race winners, Jackson Knoll and Levi Tesher. Junior stock, Dixon Alderman picked up the win. Peyton Patrico finished second. Sophia Sanders finished third. Kaiser Avey finished fourth. And Landon Thomas rounded out your top five. Your heat race winner was Dixon Alderman. Pro stock heavy, Joseph Leister picked up the win. Chad Sandy was second. Marshall Gaunt third. Corby Cartwright was fourth. And Mark Drury round out your top five. And Marshall Gaunt was your heat race winner. And Joseph Leister. Pro mod, Joseph Leister picked up another win. William Hendrick finished second. Gregory Drury third. And Jeffrey Thomas rounded out your field. Your pro mod heat race winner was Joseph Leister. Pro stock, Barkley Rowland picked up the win. Joseph Leister second, Jeffrey Thomas Jr. third, Jeff Davis fourth, and Marshall Gaunt round out your top five. Barkley Rowland picked up the heat race win, and Jeffrey Thomas picked up the heat race win, as well as Jeff Davis. Stock, Baxton Parker picked up the win. Tyler Bradley second, Garrett Davis third, Houston Knoll fourth, Caleb Blakely rounded out your top five. Tyler Bradley was your heat race winner. Your stock appearing cage, Barrick Bush picked up the win. Tim Hewitt second. Dalton Alderman third. Brett Winstead fourth. And Marcus Hinkle rounded out your top five. Barrick Bush was your heat race winner. And Brian Bush. We head on over to Saturday night's results. That's the 20th. Here we go. Sawyer Junkersfield picked up the win in the rookie class. Junior one cage was Zachary Alexander, and Knox Thomas finished second. Colton, you know what the finish was between Zachary and Knox Thompson?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
0.011. That's quick.
That was really
quick. Or close, not quick, but close. You could probably fit a piece of paper between them two. Mason Barner finished third. Riley Joe Bush fourth. And Braden Hinkle rounded out your top five. Knox Thompson was your heat race winner. And Zachary Alexander. Junior stop. Kaiser Avey picked up the win. Sophia Sanders was second. Alana Daly was third. And Landon Thomas was fourth. Kaiser Avey was your heat race winner. Outlaw Cage, Marcus Hinkle picked up the win. And Ronnie Calder finished second. That was the same way in your heat race as well. Pro Stock Heavy, Jeffrey Thomas Jr. picked up the win. Mark Drury second. Chad Sandy third. And Eli Hofford rounded out your field. Jeffrey Thomas was your heat race winner. Pro Mod was Joseph Leister. Coming home second was Bailey Mays, and that's how their heat race went as well. Joseph Leister picked up another win in the Pro Stock. Barkley Rowland was second. Mitchell Thomas was third. Bryson Bryant was fourth. And Jada Smith rounded out your top five. Joseph Leister was your Heat 1 winner, and Barkley Rowland was your Heat 2 winner. Stock class, Caleb Blakely picked up the feature. Garrett Davis second, Baxton Parker third, and Tyler Bradley rounded out your field. Caleb Blakely was your Heat race winner. And stock appearing cage was Terry Berryhill. So that was your results from the Jonesboro Kart Complex over the weekend. This week, we head back to Black Rock over at the Bobby Humms Memorial Speedway. And we'll be out there on Friday night. Hopefully, the rain will hold off. And, Colton, are you looking forward to head back over to Black Rock?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you like about
Black Rock?
What do you like about Black Rock?
Well, it's a fun racetrack. There's always a lot of cars. Some cars from Jonesboro are not there, and some from Black Rock is at Jonesboro.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what have you noticed the difference in track size? Jonesboro bigger than Black Rock?
Yes.
A little faster?
Yeah. It can fit 1.5 of Black Rock into Jonesboro.
Yeah. Jonesboro 1/8 of a mile. And Black Rock's a little smaller. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The difference is,
what?
Other than speed,
mm-hmm.
And it means Black Rock is an elbows-up type racetrack,
mm-hmm.
where they have to lift every once in a while. Jonesboro's wide open. And they just slingshot past each other, throw sliders.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
I did too.
And we'll be back at Jonesboro next Friday night, May the 3rd. But it is a short show. Colton wanted to jump on here, not really as a guest, just because he wants to see what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
So, Colton, are you want to race, don't you?
Yes, I really want to race.
How bad do you want to race?
Like 1,000%.
Well, maybe one day we'll be able to get you and your brother Winston a cart. Y'all can get out there. I guess you already know it, don't you? I might be making a return this weekend.
Ooh.
Maybe. Might be in those yard carts. Which, by the way, is $20 entry fee for the yard cart class. So if you got one laying around, bring them out. Like to see this class grow. Real cheap, inexpensive class to get into. $75 to the winner.
Uh-huh.
Then our next event at Black Rock, I've got to pull it up here. All right. Here's our schedule for Black Rock.
Okay.
April 26th, this coming weekend, 7 p.m. Uh-huh. Then we will be back. We will be back May 17th at 7 p.m. And then we won't be back until July. That kind of sucks.
In September.
But not really, because Jonesboro We'll be spending a lot of time in Jonesboro through the month of May and June. And we'll be back May 3rd for Mars Points. Their point system starts over there May 3rd. Then we'll be back May 10th. Then we'll come back in a little less than a month, about 3 days from a month. We'll be back June 7th and 8th for the Tent Shop Mars Stock Wars. Then the 14th of June, then the 21st of June. So, going to be a fun season, ain't it? We'll be seeing lots of go-kart racing this year.
And lots of wrecks.
But we don't want to see no wrecks.
Well, some can wreck.
No, some don't need to wreck.
Yeah, that's the best part.
No.
It's the worst part, my fault.
Yes, it's the worst part. And we've seen some wild wrecks out there this weekend. I think Chandler and Madison are doing a great job over there. For being their first weekend, I thought they did great. Had a little sound issue Saturday night, but we got through it. Chandler rescued the day, got the sound back to working. It was good to see some friends over there. Mm-hmm. Buddy Bruce come over from Jonesboro, lives down the road. He hadn't been in a while. I think he's fixing to get his kids involved in it too. They're going to get some go-karts maybe. I'm starting to ramble here, but we won't be on next week. I'm going to take next week off. And then we'll be back the following week, and I may have me a co-host coming on, and we'll have more on that later. But looking forward to seeing everybody back at Black Rock this weekend. Hopefully it doesn't rain. I know it's not looking good. Stay glued to their Facebook page, the Bobby Helms Memorial Black Rock Speedway page, for all the up-to-date posts on whether or not we're racing or not. I know me and Tyler's been talking back and forth about it, hoping it don't rain, but I guess that's all I got. You got something you want to add, Colton?
No, nothing else.
Well, is this something you might want to get interested in doing, this podcasting? Yes, no, maybe.
Maybe.
It's kind of like getting a microphone stuck in your face. You ain't gonna get shy on us here now, are you? You know me, I'm not shy of a microphone. I'm not shy of making videos or anything like that.
Oh, I'll be shy.
He's already getting shy. Well, tell everybody thanks for watching out there tonight.
Thank you guys for watching.
Till then, we'll see y'all next week, or no, in 2 weeks, with the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. Same time, same day. However, if you're watching the NASCAR show, we're moved to Monday. And I want to give a shout out to Below the Yellow Line Racing Podcast, who joined us Monday night. Check out his podcast. He's a young man, Samuel Stubbs, out of Searcy. He's got a heck of a podcast. I think he's had Mario Andretti on it and everything. But go check him out. Till then, guys, we're going to call it a night, call it early. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you this weekend.